Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
bracing for some highly cold weather coming up. It's supposed to hit 35 below zero tomorrow, so it's going to be mighty cold. Roger Russell, how you doing, brothers? Welcome back.
Oh, yeah. Doing well down here. It's wet and cold here in H-Town. Just trying to make it through the holidays here. It's supposed to be in the teens Friday morning here.
Well, you're going to be a little warmer. It's supposed to hit down to 12 tonight, so but they said tomorrow's going to be the coldest that it's been here in 40 years, 35 below zero. Can you imagine that? They're going to have a lot of power outages, that's for sure. How you doing, Virgil? Say what?
I'm just fixing to say that. I was going to say, I hope the power grid holds up.
All right. So I know I've got my generator ready just in case. I stocked up on food yesterday and stuff. So. But, yeah, kind of haven't been kicking up on the news much because I've been going through a lot of stuff like Virgil has and stuff. So I haven't really been keeping up except with Elon Musk and everything that's going on with Twitter and Trump and I don't know, man. What did you think about Trump's big announcement the other day?
Well, you know, I don't know, man. There's so much going on right now that it's just absolutely just trying to keep on top of it all. I mean, there's so much stuff coming out. We do know now that the FBI and the DOJ and everybody else and their brother, Big Tech, was involved in all this, I don't know what you call it, election tampering. There's no denying it out there, people. It's all out there now.
Yeah, but nothing's going to be done, Russell.
And people are thinking, you know, well, we took the House back. We're going to do all this great stuff. Well, probably not, because it looks like McCarthy's going to get the leadership again. Mitch McConnell did everything humanly possible to make sure that we didn't win the Senate, including pulling money from candidates and all this kind of crap. You got Title 42 fixing the end. It's a complete invasion going down here in Texas, man. And
oh, yeah.
I'm wondering, I can't believe people are still putting up with it. But they did run a story the other day on local news here that tickled the shit out of me. They said that there was more shootings in Texas and stuff like that. They've been on the rise and stuff because people have been shooting back or taking action, whichever you prefer to call it. They're not going to put up with being robbed, somebody coming there taking their stuff. There have been people getting shot at least one or two a week here trying to commit robberies. So people had enough. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing's fixing to implode. Where do we even start anything that's went on the last 2 weeks? It's just absolutely crazy with China. Well, and now we're gonna put Patriot missiles in the Ukraine. Oh my God, man! They're doing everything they can to start the Third World War. These people are complete fucking idiots.
Oh. And then we're giving money to Africa now for their mining, you know,
$55 billion.
Yep.
Yeah, but
$55 billion
paying off them tribal chiefs, giving us that lithium. That's all that's about, baby. Am I wrong, Virgil?
Oh no, you're not at all wrong. You're not at all wrong.
And they're still pushing for these electric cars. I mean, I can't even afford the car, one of those cars, Teslas or whatever you call it. I could barely afford the car one I got now. You know, we lost Virgil, so hopefully he'll call back. You know, and the thing is, more stuff is coming about these electric cars that, you know, they're actually telling people not to buy them. Have you heard about that, Russell?
Yeah, I caught a glimpse or something. I don't really remember what it was, so I don't have much to say on it at this point. We'll find out, I guess. You know, there's so much going on now. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Administration has gone to the ammunition manufacturers and told them to quit producing ammunition sales to the civil side. The DOJ and FBI could care less about the border. They're rounding up moms and grandpas and granddads for standing up and standing up for this bullshit. We're in a real pickle here, people. I hope you know that.
Well, we're headed for I think the economy is probably going to crash probably around the beginning of the year. I mean, I see it coming big time, you know. What are your thoughts on that, Virgil? We talked about that a lot, you and me.
Yeah, well, like I said, I got cut off. I don't know what the deal was, but it's going to be all about blood lithium. This guy, Big Victor, he's back in business now. $55 billion, you know, that buys a lot of weapons. That commits a lot of genocide, so he's back in business. But Brittany Griner, boy, she gonna throw that rock. She gonna be on the asphalt. She gonna be throwing that rock, you know.
You mean he, don't you?
Yeah, he, she, whatever, it, that, whatever. I mean, you know, we just have so much to be proud about in America these days, ladies and gentlemen. We just have so much to be proud about. You know, we've got a counterfeit president who loves to molest children. He's a pedophile, you know. He's going to sniff anything he wants and shit in his pants and eat his ice cream and can't put a coherent sentence together to save his own life.
Mm-hmm.
And then if something happens to him, we've got a vice president who cackles like a fucking idiot at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whose vagina has rolled everything but the Titanic, and we have it on good eyewitness and experienced testimony that she can suck a dick like she lost her car keys in it.
Actually, I was going to correct you on that. It should be her mouth that's been everywhere, not her vagina.
Well. According to Montel Williams, she's and Judge Joe Brown, she's been on everything but the Titanic.
Right, right. Oh,
she wrote everything
this.
But the Titanic.
Yeah.
And,
well, I have a question.
And now Russell's girlfriend, Russell's Ace Boon Coon Pana, Sheila Jackson Lee, is heading up. Another gun control, you know, common sense gun control committee. And
yeah, I saw that.
Up Uvalde and Sandy Hook and this, that, and the other. And they have changed everything, you know. I mean, it's just pitiful, people. The military industrial complex, they done pulled out the big guns.
Mm-hmm.
They done pulled out the big guns, and they're shooting stupidity everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a question for you both about something. You know, Virgil, as you know, and this is going to shock everybody that I'm going to tell this to, but as you know, I was recently diagnosed with dementia, early stages of it. But I have a question. How in the fuck can a president that has dementia still be there? I mean, I get forgetful sometimes, Virgil. I'll admit it. But I'm not that bad yet.
Joseph, if you had the backing of Obama and the deep state and the military-industrial complex to be a puppet and be put mm-hmm. into power, you'd be president. I mean, you know, it's all a matter mm-hmm. it's all a matter of who they want in there.
Mm-hmm.
You mm-hmm. know, you think you got freedom of choice? You don't have freedom of choice.
Nope.
Politicians are put there to give you the illusion
mm-hmm.
that you have freedom of choice.
Actually, a senator said that same exact words just the other day, Virgil. So he said that same exact words.
This is the biggest magic show and hypnotism show, you know, a mass hypnotist that,
mm-hmm.
that the world has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I was just sitting here thinking, I'm like, you know, I do get forgetful sometimes. I mean, I'm not that bad yet. I'm just in the very early stages of it, but I'm sitting here. I was just like, "How the fuck is this man president?" I'd barely forget what I'm doing sometimes, you know, without having to repeat myself half a dozen times. You know, Trish gets upset with me over it, but it's like she can tell me 5 minutes later I'll forget, you know. But I had to ask that question. But you know, I don't know, man. This whole thing, it's like you said earlier with the Niehaus. I don't see anything going on, and nobody's going to go to jail. I don't think Trump's going to go to jail. He'll get off. But that announcement he made the other day with those trading cards, man, he pissed off a lot of people with that. You know. It's like Joe was saying on the last show, and I hope he calls tonight. He doesn't know when to shut it up.
I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it?
I didn't hear it. No, I didn't hear it.
Oh, he said Trump had his huge announcement coming up. Got everybody excited. This is before I actually got put in Twitter jail yesterday. But everybody got all excited to what his announcement was going to be, and it was about trading cards. He was selling trading cards for $99. That was it. What did you think about that one, Russ? I know you heard it.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
About the big announcement Trump had last week, you know, on his trading cards, had everybody all excited, but he pissed everybody off with it, you know.
What trading cards? What trade?
He had some holographic trading cards he was selling for $99 and stuff for, you know, and, but everybody was thinking he was going to announce his run for presidency, you know, which that didn't happen and stuff, but he pissed off a lot of people with it, you know, and everything. But it's like, you know, I'm sure you heard about it, didn't you, Russell?
No, I sure haven't.
You haven't? Wow, I'm surprised. So, you know, and everything. But, yeah, $99. He sold out, though. He sold out within 2 days. You know? And everything.
I'm sorry,
but,
my phone cut out. Trading cards for what? What can you trade for?
He has, like, just pictures of himself, him being Super Trump, you know, stuff like, you know, stuff that we've all come up with over the years that he turned into trading cards and everything, you know, and everything. So, but he sold out. He sold every one of those cards out for $99.
Well,
I'm surprised. Everybody talked was all over Facebook. I mean, everybody, even on the news, everybody was talking about that. But they're even making fun of it, you know, and everything. But I was disappointed because I figured he was going to make some kind of announcement about him running for president or something, you know. But I was even disappointed on that one a little bit, but I wasn't too shocked, you know. But I don't know. I'm like Russell. I've been trying to keep up with everything and trying to. I'm just sitting here, just like, what in the hell's actually going on?
Well, Liz Cheney fucked up today when she got on running her cock holster on a January 6th commission about how her great grandfather was in the Union Cavalry and all this soldier and everything. And, well, he fought to preserve the Republic. Okay, wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute. Now we're a Republic. Before, you know, with everybody else, you know, with your buddies, we're a democracy.
Yep.
Now we're a Republic. Make up your fucking mind.
I think we said it long enough. I mean, everybody was saying this on Twitter, reminding them we were a republic, we're not a democracy. Maybe that burned in her head.
You know, I mean, but this right here, you know, you can look, if you think 2022 or something, wait till 2023. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Wait the next 30 days.
Oh, yeah.
And you are not going to believe what's going to take place. You're not going to believe it.
They're already preparing for the next pandemic. It's already on the show, right, as we speak. Our hospitals are full over here. And I don't know about you guys, but we got tents out here again.
You got what?
We got those emergency tents because the hospitals are full, you know, and everything. So... You know, that tells me they're preparing for it.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of propaganda here, too. It's all a bunch of propaganda down here, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable.
And it's basically, if you notice, it's basically everyone that's gotten the jab that's getting sick. Not us healthy ones. A lot of people know that they got the jab were actually in the hospital.
You know, I went today to get the surgery on my right eye. Finally got that done. Boy, I tell you what, if the police need a technique to make a son of a bitch confess to something, send them to go get eye surgery. Lord have mercy.
I bet. Yeah, I know. I'm surprised you're not wearing a pirate patch.
Oh, I am. I got a patch over my eye right now.
Oh, dear.
But it's all done with. It's all done with. I mean, you know, went there at 6:30 this morning and got it all done.
Well, that's good. At least you got it out of the way.
Oh, yeah, go right and left out of the way, and hopefully by the 8th or 9th of next month, I'll be back on the road again.
Mm-hmm. So, Russell, what's going on with you, brother?
Just working, man. We've been semi-busy down here. Things starting to see some stuff slowing down. You know, I think I don't know, man. Stock market's been dropping. I don't see anything good coming up next year. The Democrats are fixing to lose the House. So you're not going to believe the shit they're going to try to push through between here and now. And you remember, you got McConnell helping them. I mean, I just, for the life of me, I can't understand why people can't see what the hell's going on with their own government. It just absolutely floors me that people refuse to see what's going on. And the ones that do won't get off their asses and do anything about it. And we're about as fucked as fuck can get. And, we just crossed the 2-year mark that Biden's been in office, and you can't hardly recognize this country anymore, and I'm just absolutely be honest with you, I don't know what to expect coming next. I don't know what, really, I'm kind of at a loss here, man. What are your thoughts, Virgil?
Well, it's all, everything you see, you know, you watch the UN resolution meetings on TV and everything. Ukraine. Okay? And they are just throwing so much money into this shithole country of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Why? What's
big
there
question.
For us?
Big question.
Why?
Has anybody ever seen any reporter down in Ukraine? Ever? Besides Hollywood actors?
I mean, it's, you know, nobody is going to throw that much money. You know, the mob, a business, nobody is going to throw that much money all the way over there unless they're going to cover their ass on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $55 billion to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Throughout all of the genocide and everything that went on in Somalia, throughout all of that, the Congo, Sierra Leone, the civil wars down there, the United States couldn't have gave two hoots of shit or a good goddamn fucking damn goddamn
mm-hmm.
care about anything. But all of a sudden, $55 billion. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that just tells me that lithium is going to be getting shipped over here by the gazillions of tons.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a shortage on shovels because, God forbid, they should send heavy equipment over there. They're going to have, you know, these enslaved tribes and children mining this lithium.
Mm-hmm.
So us bad people who drive these gasoline and diesel trucks, we're going to be made to feel put to shame. And I guarantee you, those electric cars, once that lithium starts getting shipped over here, Russell, those electric cars are going to be the cheapest cars to buy in America. They're gonna put GM, Ford, and Chrysler out of business. I'm telling you.
Well,
I'm telling you.
Until it breaks down, and you got to pay about $20,000-$30,000 to fix it.
Well, I mean, you know, it's all about covering yourself on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about covering yourself on the back end.
Well, it's like we and Russell were talking
about. You
drive
these cars, you get these cars manufactured, and you get these things rolling off the assembly line, and you put a price tag on them under $10,000, people are going to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to buy them. And then they're talking about these superconductors. These superconductors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is, man, look. This is military industrial complex 101, man. They're coming at us. They're coming at us from all angles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I sat down and I watched we watched the movie JFK with my niece.
Mm-hmm.
And she got into it. She got into it. And she was asking me, Uncle Bert, did that really happen? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it got to the magic bullet theory, when
mm-hmm.
Jim Garrison went to court and he showed the magic bullet theory, she looked at me and she said, Uncle Bert, can a bullet really do that? I said, no, darling, no.
Not
no, darling. No. No.
Nope.
It cannot do that. And
yep.
We got to talking about it, and I said, you know, that man that they said did the shooting, Lee Harvey Oswald, he may have been there, but he didn't. He wasn't the one to kill the president.
Mm-mm.
You know, I said, listen to what that man said. If you want to find out who killed President Kennedy, you track down back in 1963 the 10 best men in the world with a rifle, and you find out which one of them was in Dallas on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have the killer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I tell you, yeah, that's awesome. The stuff that came out on that. I was actually going to watch that movie. I think tomorrow night I'm going to watch it, sit down and watch it because it's out and everything over here. So, but I don't know. There's a lot of stuff coming out about it, you know, especially like
well,
when you're on
the
road.
The thing is, Joseph, Russell said it. What Kennedy was going to expose and the reason why he was killed is what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we all know who was involved, the Illuminati.
Well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're back on this this assault rifle shit, you know, and
mm-hmm.
You know, with Sheila Jackson Lee, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's just, Russell, you know, I can't stand her. I hate her with a passion. But I can't stop watching her because I'm so curious about what she's going to say next.
Right. What kind of stupid's going to come out?
I mean, I can't believe they actually let people like her speak on, I mean, you know, what the, woman is absolutely idiot.
And I mean now Sandy Hook, okay? When it first happened, if you go back and you play back the propaganda reels and everything. All right, the kid supposedly walked in there with a Glock 40 caliber pistol, right? Am I mistaken about that, Russell?
Nope.
Now he walked in with an AR-15.
And David Hogg rode his bike all the way to his house and back to get his camera.
And no, that was David Hogg.
That's what I said, David Hogg.
Yeah, David Hogg.
Yep.
And
while he was shooting.
Uvalde, it was all about, you know, now they're justifying the police officer's fear from going into the school to stop the shooter. Because the AR-15 is the most powerful rifle in the world.
Touch.
Oh, God.
I mean, oh, man, you ought to watch this shit, Russell. It's on Fox News Live. They're showing it. I know you don't have much for Fox News, but, you know, I mean, you just wouldn't believe the shit they're coming up with. It would not. You would not believe.
The one thing Biden is harping on, he wants to limit the round that goes into the magazine. What the hell?
Well, here's the thing too. Oh well, you know, we pulled a child out of there, and their head was completely gone. Their head was completely blown off. Okay, I have shot a lot of things with an AR-15. Okay, and I have shot spiral point, boat tail hollow points, full metal jacket, armor piercings, and tracers. I have never seen one shot take somebody's head completely off.
Unless they're at close range.
You know,
mm-hmm.
mean, it's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable the propaganda they are putting out. But they haven't had a hearing yet on Underwear Hammer Fight Club. Haven't had one hearing on that.
No, that got swept away. That went away very quietly. Just like that mass shooting, that went away very quietly because the guy turned out to be a far less radical. So they swept that one under the rug. After they said he had a manifesto. You remember that one?
Oh, well, it was all staged. You know, it was all staged. You know, I mean, I got to hand it to them, Russell. They did it. They dummied down America. It took them a while to do it, but they did it.
Oh, yeah. You know, just like you said, it's been a very successful operation. Masculinity has been completely defeated. God's been taking out everything. You got drag queens going to shows now and stuff. Going to schools, I'm sorry. It's just absolutely out of control, crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, now they're going into churches doing dances. I saw a video of that the other day, and I was like, what in the hell? They're allowing drag queens in churches doing that stuff? Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know, fellas. I don't know. It just, the train is going downhill. The brakes are just burned up on it, and there's no stopping it. There's no stopping it until it hits the bottom.
Speaking of train, you know, the other thing that got swept away was the railroad strike. Have you heard any more on that? Because it got off.
No. Congress intervened on that. And, They threaten prison time and contempt time and everything else for anyone who strikes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like they do in the, you know, these communist countries. Just like they do in the communist countries.
And the surprising part is the federal government has no control over the railroads. I wonder if they'll figure that out.
Well, Harry Truman did the same thing. When he was president, when the railroads wanted to strike,
mm-hmm.
and he did the same thing.
Mhm.
You know,
history repeating itself. You know, but I don't know, fellas. It's kind of it's interesting. That's for sure. You know. I'm not trusting. I'm just watching it, trying to figure out what the hell's really going on, you know?
Well, what's really going on is not hard to figure out. I mean, you got the blueprint right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
They want to destroy any individual freedoms that you have. They want to take them from you. And basically, they just want to knock on that big door or kick it down and say, we're from the government and we're going to do everything for you, include thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't think anymore. We're going to do the thinking for you.
And if you think the wrong thing, you go to prison for it. That reminds
That's
me of that
right.
movie. Was it with Kirk Russell that did that one, that movie? Or was it Schwarzenegger with Total Recall? Well, the guy thought the wrong thing.
It's just a matter. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. I thought my phone was cut out. But it's just a matter, you know, of where they're gonna have you, you know, where you're first, it's electric cars. Then you're going to have TVs and computers and everything, which they're trying to do now. That's going to monitor whatever you do in your house. You're going to have surveillance cameras in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to not only be able to watch TV, but they're going to be able to watch you, each and everything you do.
Yep. Well, they do that with our cell phones now.
You know? You know, they're trying to put that, who to blame, FTX, cryptocurrency failed. You know, that made me, that just made me fall out of my chair laughing. I'm serious. The thing is, okay, if you want to blame somebody for you losing your life savings, okay, go look in the fucking mirror. That's who you fucking blame. If it's too good to be true, it generally is. Don't buy anything you can't fucking see. And if you buy a diamond ring for 10 cents, chances are you're going to own a diamond ring that ain't worth a dime.
Right.
I mean, stop blaming other people for your stupidity. Stupidity is expensive. Stupidity can be very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, everybody's wanting a bigger and better deal. You know, new and improved. What did you have before? Old and lousy?
But they want it for free, though. That's the thing. I've noticed that.
You are not going, they are not going to let peasants become member of the elitist club. They're not going to do it.
Oh, they'd rather kill us all off before they do that. Well,
you know,
they're trying to do that.
They're not
going to
do
anyway.
It. You're not the elitist material.
Mm-mm.
You have to be groomed for years to be the elitist material. And you're not going to get in the club unless they have something on you, unless they have a bunch of dirt on you.
Like all these politicians in D.C.
You know, like all these pedophile actors and pedophile politicians and, you know, I mean, if anybody else would have lied on an ATF form to get a firearm and let that firearm get thrown in the dumpster and get found and, you know, make videos weighing crack cocaine on a scale with a hooker and everything else, they wouldn't be in jail. They'd be under the fucking jail.
Yep. Or especially if it was me, you, or Russell did it, that'd really get rid of us. You know? Oh, yeah. So. I don't know. So what are your thoughts, Russell?
I don't know, man. Like, so much going on, and financial, the shit pulling in California. These states are running out of funds for all these illegals coming in. So when they're robbing folks, supposed to help the American people. Nobody anything about it, doing anything about it. I mean, I don't even know what to do.
You're cutting out real bad, brother.
To tell you the truth, I don't think to do anymore right now. I'm just preparing, continuing to prepare for what's coming, and hoping America wakes up soon. You know, I don't know what else to say.
No, I agree. What do you think, Russell Burgle?
Well, I just don't know anymore. I just don't know anymore. All I know is I'm set up to hold out for about maybe 8 months to a year with everything I got. And for all those out there that ain't, you know, that didn't see the writing on the wall.
Yep.
Well, all I can tell you is, you know, Godspeed to you. Go for what you know. You were warned. We told you everything that was coming down, and it came down. And, you know, we're not prophets, but, I mean, you know, if you can't see, you know, if you can't see the writing on the wall, you know.
They like to be a bunch of ostriches and dig their heads in a hole somewhere and pretend it's not there. What's going on, you know.
You can live in the fantasy world or you can live in the world of reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's exactly true.
You can look for it. See, the January 6th bullshit, that was a rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
That was a rehearsal. You see, there's going to be sacrificial lambs. There's going to be sacrificial lambs mm-hmm. come the next election. Big time sacrificial lambs. And that's when it's all going to come down.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to come down. I guarantee you, Russell, I guarantee you they're going to pull that shit again. And some senators or some congressmen are going to get killed during the next uprising like that or during the next stage riot. And, buddy, that's going to give them all the initiative, incentive, and justification they want
mm-hmm.
to come full bore at us. It's going to be the final countdown.
I think you're right, Virgil. I think I think we're way close to that happening. Nobody wants to work next.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking by spring, it's going to be something literally, this whole thing's got to crash, man. I mean, we've got, ladies and gentlemen, we're more like $161 trillion debt. We have $130 trillion of unsecured, whatever you want to call it, debt. All these pensions, this, that. So when they have this Kung Flu scam and shit like that, came out and get vaccine. Okay, so you have all this unfunded debt, all right? So you can't get people off welfare because they talk about doing that. You can't get people out of the country's not that aren't supposed to be here because, we're not going to do that. So what do? Well, the first thing you do is you have a pandemic and you make sure that the Kung Flu they send out especially affects elderly people. And then when the poison jab comes out, you make sure that the first people that it's available to is the elderly. So
mm-hmm.
That's right.
Genocide. I don't know what it does, and we both have lost loved ones. God, do we not?
That's right.
That is correct. That is correct. And what I'm telling you, that $55 billion they invested in Africa, watch the genocide that's going to go on. Watch the genocide. They're going to mm-hmm. finance these warlords. And it's going to be nothing nice. It's going to be nothing nice.
Nope.
Nice.
And then... Then you know Afghanistan, you gotta find a diversity, you gotta diversify, for your heroin coming into the United States. So why not Africa?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Just going back to this to this assault weapons committee thing on this Uvalde shooting, okay? If it's all about saving lives, ban cigarettes. Cigarettes kill more people than anything, you know? If it's, you know, about saving lives, you know, hell, ban alcohol, drunk drivers. But they're not worried about fentanyl coming across the border. They're not worried about that. You know, they, oh, well, we confiscated enough fentanyl that would have killed 10,000 people. Okay, you confiscated that. But what got through?
Exactly.
What got through? How, what about the shipment of fentanyl that can kill a million people?
Well, look at all the illegals now over here at the Texas border. Get ready to, just standing by to get ready to flood.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
They're already up here in Albuquerque now.
You know,
I mean,
well, you know, and people, well, what we worried about them for? We're safe and secure, you know. They'll go back after they can't find a job or they can't do this, they can't do that. Let me tell you something, people. They come across that border and they've got nothing and you've got something. Guess what? They're coming after your something.
Yep.
You know
what?
They're coming
after
your something.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but it was here on the news here with the immigrants coming here. Most of them were all black. Most of them were Muslims coming in over here through the border. So are those Nigerians and Muslims that are coming in? They're allowing?
They're coming in from Venezuela. They're coming in from all over, and they come to Mexico because they know the border is open, and they can just walk right on over. They can just walk right on over.
Yep.
And, you know, people go to getting hungry. People go to getting hungry to get desperate. Oh, they're going to throw that brick through your window. They're going to try to get into your house and get your food and get everything you got.
Yep. You think crime is high now? Whew. It could be way worse.
So...
Not to mention the mules
that's mixed into this, you know, that's bringing all that fentanyl and heroin and God knows what else into the country.
But I just want to let everybody know, I wasn't trying to be racist or anything, but it's just what I noticed, especially out here, because we live by, you know, nearby the border. And they're shipping them over here because they're mainly Nigerians and Muslims that I saw. No Mexicans.
Well,
so,
it's gonna get worse. I'm telling you. 2024, the 2024, Ole, you ain't seen nothing yet. And I'm telling you. January of 2025, there's going to be another when they go to certify the vote, when they steal the election again, and they go to certify the vote to put Biden back in office, they're going to stage something, and some very important people are going to get killed, and that's going to be all the justification they need. It's going to be the final countdown.
Oh, let's see that coming plain as day. In the playbook. You know? Well, guys, it's that time. You guys want to come on
tomorrow? I can tell you right now.
We
can. But I can tell you this right now. You can pull for DeSantis, Trump, whoever you want to pull for on the conservative side. Biden is going to get a second term.
And
Biden
be careful.
Is going to get a second term.
And I know I'm going to get my head chewed out, but be careful with defenses. He's not appearing to what he seems to be. So
well, it doesn't matter, Joseph. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You could rub a magic lamp and make Superman a real living human being to run for president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Jesus Christ could come back and run for president. He's not going to get it. He's not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing's going to go on. The same bullshit's going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Except that there are going to be sacrificial lambs. Some very important people are going to get killed.
Uh-huh.
Who they feel are important. And it's going to give them the justification they need to completely just throw the Constitution into the fireplace and say, okay, this isn't working anymore. We're going to run it.
Right.
And then you're gonna be a democracy.
Well, they're already pushing now, like you were talking about earlier, they're pushing now to end the electoral college votes. So they get mad at Trump.
Well, they've been doing that
oh,
for
I know.
Eons.
But my thing is they got mad at Trump for bringing up the cause. He didn't say he wanted to do away with the Constitution. He brought things up that was in the Constitution. But these guys want to shred the Constitution to get rid of the Electoral College.
Here's the double standard. Here's the double mm-hmm. standard, okay? When one of theirs wins, Obama, whoever, the Electoral College works perfectly. You
mm-hmm.
know, it was just like when Trump ran. You know, and they were saying, oh, well, you know, if you're not gonna go by what the votes say and all of this, and you're going to challenge the votes and all of this, well, Trump won, but then Hillary Clinton challenged the election. When
she lost.
It was all right.
Yep, and she lost,
you know,
three times in the recounts.
Yeah. You know, it's the holy order of the double standard. It's the new religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new
mm-hmm.
religion, and it's spreading like wildfire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's just they want to call us terrorists, but they're the ones that are actually the terrorists, you know, and everything. They just, to me, this whole thing is ass backwards, man. You know, I mean, it's
well,
all ass backwards.
Well, if we,
yeah.
2023 is not going to be nothing nice. It's going to escalate. 2024, oh, you're really going to see an escalation. 2025, that's when it's going to come to a head, brother. I'm telling
mm-hmm.
y'all right now. That's when it's going to come to a head.
Well, you know, they're already going after Jen Jordan and a bunch of others, you know, already over the January 6th. So they could be the sacrificial lambs you were talking about.
No,
you know?
It's got to be one of them. It's got to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably AOC or that Palestinian big mouth thing, whatever, or whatever. It's going to be one of them. It's going to be a person of color, and it's going to be a woman.
Yeah.
It's not only going to be one. No, it's not only going to be one. It's going to be two, three, maybe four of them. And that is going to be the justification they need.
Maybe Maxine Waters? Big mouth Maxine?
Well, I can tell you what. If anybody would shoot at that, the bullet would turn around and run back and scream it.
Right.
You know.
Right. What are your thoughts, Russell, before we close the show?
Oh, I'm pretty much in the same mindset there, guys. There's a couple things I just stumbled across I want to check out, but we'll get those on our next show, guys. I got to get out of here. I got an early day, so God bless. Y'all be safe, and good night, America.
Well, you ain't going to be working outside tomorrow.
Yep,
it's down like down here in Louisiana. If it's down here like in Louisiana, if you work outside, you better turn yourself into a duck. You better self-identify as a duck.
Yep. It's supposed to hit below zero tomorrow. It's supposed to get 35 below tomorrow up here. So, that's going to be freaking cold.
It's raining over there in Houston, town. Gunny, is it raining over there?
He's gone already.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, hey, Brighton, thanks for coming on. Yeah, you caught 2 minutes of the show, but good to have you on. One of our listeners that's in the chat room I was saying hi to. But I tell you, brother, I don't know. Maybe hell's going to freeze over for you, see? That's why it's going to get that cold.
Well, it's if Trump, I tell you what, so don't, you know, vote how you want, you know.
I hear you. Well, we'll go ahead and close the show. And, Brighton, you just came in a little late. We've been on the show for like a half hour already, but we'll just lost Virgil, so he's off here. So, Sonia, thank you for listening in and everybody else that just joined us. We'll be back here tomorrow night and everything. So tune in and we'll catch you. Good night, everybody.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance, that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver.